Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Across from me, Mr. Joe McGranahan, who's a super duper fella in the community, chair of the CSVT task force. He's single-handedly building the CSVT bridge, which is about a mile and a half long over the west branch of the Susquehanna River.
Yeah, I tell you, it's killing me too.
Well, yeah, and your concrete pours start at 1 a.m.
Well, it's so mixing the concrete that's hard on my shoulders.
Oh, you're doing that over at Central Builders also?
No, I'm just doing it myself. You said I was doing it myself.
Oh, with a wheelbarrow. Yeah, the old-fashioned way. Yeah, they fascinating. I got a tour of the CSVT bridge. I'll have to tell you about that in the weeks ahead. But, yeah, so Joe McGranahan is here, just a super fellow, mayor of Shamokin Dam, chair of the CSVT task force, and
you said that.
And other things.
Other things, right. Lots of other stuff.
I'll tell you what, he tries not to spend much time at home. It's killing him. He's going to be in trouble.
Because my wife always says to me, don't you have some place to go? Don't you have something to do?
Yeah, she needs her quiet time. She's used to that in the evenings these days. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar performer, bad program director here at WKOK, unfunny Democrat, and
completely honest.
Honest. Yeah, that to a fault, maybe.
Men speak truth.
Thank you. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, could not be fabulouser, and we very much appreciate
it. Oh, he could be if he wanted to.
Like what? What would he do if he wanted to be the fabulist?
Well, I mean, nobody is perfect, so obviously we all have room to grow, right?
Thanks.
Yeah, Rob, you're doing a great job, but there's room to grow.
All right, fine.
I don't know if that helps.
We all have room to grow.
If he turns our mic off, we'll know why.
So. Right. The program will be over very quickly this morning.
But we do appreciate his help and hard work. He is standing by, ready to answer our toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. That puts you in connection with the Text Connect system. You sign up for that at wkok.com. You give us your cell phone or pager number, and we would send you a limited number of text messages a month, probably a half a dozen to a dozen messages a month, no more than that. No ads. We don't sell your number to anybody else, and we make sure that you're up to date with breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, closed roads, tumultuous weather on the way, just weather warnings, not just, hey, it's going to snow next year or something. It's simple, quick messages that tell you about any important breaking news, and there's a link to WKOK.com that would have a story. If you don't think the story has too much impact on you, you're welcome to not link on the link, but if you do wish to link the link, then that would link you to WKOK.com.
That's a lot of linking.
Well, that's right. We try to make sure that everybody is linked up. We put you in some sort of a linked haze as...
I'm waiting to see how you dig yourself out of this one.
Get it? Lincoln Hayes? Who's that?
Lincoln Hayes.
From?
I don't know. Abraham Lincoln's
brother. Oh, my gosh. Rob knows who Lincoln Hayes is. But anyway, okay. Well, we invite you to call us, 1-800-795-9565, if you know who Lincoln Hayes is and you wish to
if
tell
us. If you care who he is.
Oh, you care.
All right.
And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. A couple of things to talk about today. Justin Trudeau is in hot water over his brown face photo. He did a costume. And Joe's going to tell us why that's that's so terrible.
Well, I'm telling you what CNN says. They say Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologized yesterday after a photo emerged of him wearing brown face during a school event in 2001. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better, but I didn't, he told reporters on an airplane, and I'm really sorry. He said it was a racist photo, but he didn't consider it racist at the time. It was a photo taken when he was a teacher in 2001, attending an end-of-year gala with an Arabian Nights theme, he said. The future prime minister attended the event with friends and colleagues and was dressed as a character from Aladdin, said Zita Astravis, speaking on behalf of Trudeau's party, the Liberal Party of Canada. He was wearing a turban. The existence of the photograph was first reported by Time, a CNN affiliate. Trudeau said he also put on makeup for a high school talent show in which he sang. Trudeau was running for re-election, and he is in a virtual tie for the election with Conservative Andrew Scheer. And Scheer, of course, not wasting any time jumping on it, said Scheer, speaking at an airport tarmac in Sherbrooke, Quebec, said, like all Canadians, I was extremely shocked and disappointed when I learned of Justin Trudeau's actions this evening. Wearing brown face is an act of open mockery and racism. It was just as racist in 2001 as it is in 2019. What Canadians saw this evening was someone with a complete lack of judgment and integrity and someone who's not fit to govern this country. This is apparently a mortal sin.
Well, yeah, here they say you can stick a fork
in. A political mortal sin.
Right, you can stick a fork in him. He's done.
Well, come on. You know, he was portraying a character. Would it be okay if a black person put on white face and pretended to be somebody in the context of a party or an event that wasn't intended to be public or to be mocking, but just part of a costume party, let's say, at Halloween?
Well,
do we have to be careful what we wear at Halloween?
Well, you know what? My gut answer is no, but his apology is so adamant that even he recognizes
right.
that there's just no time
well,
for it.
Well, he knows the intent he had in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's on the surface saying that he was taking part in as a character from Aladdin. I don't consider Aladdin to be racist or, you know, it's just a story about a Middle East guy
sure,
who had a lamp.
Arabic
right.
appearance.
So if you were doing that, would it be, let's say you were doing a play, and as a lay minister, this probably would hit home with you, and someone was portraying Jesus. Well, Jesus would be not
Arabic.
Exactly a Caucasian, right? He would have some color to his skin. So if I applied some makeup to portray Jesus in a passion play, would I be committing an act of, what did they call it here?
Well, I think you're allowed to on Broadway and or in plays.
Open mockery and racism.
But see, he wasn't engaged in that. But I guess it doesn't really matter how you and I think it is. Now, I think, you know, nowadays you should not do it. But this is in the past, 10 years or so that the real prohibitions have been raised up. So, you know, you have individuals like the prime minister candidate there who says, well, prime minister and candidate who says, I had no ill intent. I didn't mean anything wrong, but I recognize it's wrong.
No, he didn't say that. He said
he says he recognizes it's wrong.
Right. He said he recognized that what he did was
right.
wrong, but he didn't. He realizes it's racist now, but he didn't think it was racist at the time, which leads me to believe his intent wasn't to mock or to make fun of, but to just take part in an event and try to look the part, if you will.
As good as you could.
I mean, it's one thing if I put it on and walk downtown holding a watermelon in my hand, that's obviously mockery and, you know, disrespectful and terrible. But if I'm taking part in a play or an event or a party that isn't public and wasn't intended for public consumption, I think his biggest mistake was allowing someone to take a photograph of him.
Right. This could have just disappeared into bad memories
right.
or the Kavanaugh files where there's accusations but no corroborating evidence.
And I understand how people feel. You know, you don't want to be mocked. And if that was his intent, I would say he deserves all the criticism he's getting. But if that wasn't his intent, and given Trudeau's character, I don't think it was.
Well, here's the rub. This has been inappropriate for a long time, and not just, 15 years. It's been inappropriate for a long time.
Well, since minstrel shows stopped running. When would that have been? The 30s?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But I think you've had individuals put on blackface since then in the U.S. And, you know, now we kind of look down upon it as it's not ideal. But in terms of contemporary culture, for the past 20 to 30 years, it's been recognized that it is inappropriate to do anything like this, to do anything that sort of portrays in caricature or, well, certainly makes a mockery of, but I don't think he had that intent. But he should have known for a long time. And I think that's what his critics are saying today, and I think they're accurate, that he should have known that this is not something that you do today.
Are you familiar with the story of Aladdin and the magic lamp?
Yeah, a little bit.
Would you say the entire story was mockery toward people from the Middle East?
Well, this
if
is...
so, then why? Then let's ban the book.
Well, I think we'd have to ban every book to portray
you're
some individual.
You're making my point, right? You're making
point. But still, all the way back to what I said and what his critics are saying there is, you cannot, in this day and age, and have not been able to for the past 30 years, do any portrayals of other cultures that, in any way, can hold them up to ridicule. Whether you wish to, meant to, hope to, have it in your heart or not, you still don't do it. Like, let's suppose you could somehow use the N-word with no ill meaning, you still could not.
Well, you can't. That's
right.
An impossibility.
You just can't use it. So this is the same thing. And I think most people just kind of don't get it.
That word is beyond redemption. But
Wearing blackface and brownface is the same thing. It's the fact that you're doing something that you say is okay, but people who are part of that culture and the rest of society says, no,
well,
it's not okay.
I agree with you. In today's context, it's not okay. But this was done years ago, and the intent behind it wasn't
40 years.
But the intent behind it wasn't mockery. It wasn't hold up black people or people of color, disrespect or shame. It was to take part in an event, a party themed for Arabian Nights.
Your intent doesn't matter.
But why doesn't it matter?
Well, I don't know. If you get caught speeding, you can tell the officer you meant well, you know, that, you know, there's no other cars around and it's broad daylight and I drive a very safe car and it's a four-lane highway and there's guardrails on both sides and I didn't mean to go over the speed limit. It just crept up.
Well, there you're talking about a violation of a specific law. There is no violation of a written law here.
Right. Well, this is
it's not illegal. It's not illegal to dress up in a costume or apply makeup.
Right.
You can go to the Halloween store and find down here that opened up in the mall, and you can find makeup of all sorts of colors to put on your face.
Right. I can go
but
as...
But we can't do that anymore, right?
The only thing you can do is put on face makeup that makes you look like a hunter with your face all made up, camouflage.
That's
it.
Okay.
That's it.
I can't put on red makeup to portray an Indian or a Native American.
No, sorry.
Okay. Can't
sorry,
put
buddy.
On blackface.
Wrong
can't
era.
Do that. You can't do brown.
Nope.
So
nope.
What if I put on green to pretend I was a man from Mars? Would that be offensive to people from Mars?
It sounds pretty offensive to me visually, but...
it would be.
I'm not sure that that would be the same thing.
I still say I agree with you completely. It's out of... In today's context, you don't do it. It's wrong.
But this was 20 years ago.
But this was 20 years ago,
that.
And his intent wasn't to harm people or to... I just don't think it means that he's not qualified to run Canada. As a liberal, I question his ability to run the country in a rational way, but I wouldn't say
that's
that,
another topic.
That this should disqualify him from being the...
Well,
Prime Minister of Canada.
I don't know. Maybe it will turn out to be this will be a quick blip. I mean, you know, you don't hear about...
No, but he's neck and neck with a conservative, you know,
right.
So almost...
So every little bit hurts.
Comes up now, you know, don't
well,
you
maybe
find
there'll
that?
Be something in the conservative's closet that'll pop up. If people weren't scrutinizing his yearbook up to now, they certainly will.
Okay, let me ask you this one. Suppose he had been at a flapper party from the 20s, for those who don't recall that era, and he had dressed up as a woman. As a flapper,
mm-hmm.
Would that be offensive to women? Would that be just as bad?
Well, I would probably not because...
Why not? It's the same thing.
Yeah, but you're not trying to capitalize on sort of like the stereotypical image of Arabs or blacks or Hispanics
but you are
or so
women.
On.
Women, flapper women in the 20s were definitely a caricature of women.
Well, they certainly would not be offended. That would be one
well,
aspect
they
of
aren't
this.
Alive now, right.
Right. So we only missed it by a century. So
I can't think of anything. Well, suppose they dressed up as a suffragette. Well, that's even worse. Or Carrie Nation busting up a saloon.
Yeah, the suffragettes were around the turn of the century.
Right.
So...
I'm just saying, you know, is it ever okay to dress up as something you aren't? Have we gone that far now that I can't pretend to be something I'm not?
All right,
unless I'm mocking somebody or, you know... Well, one of our writers says, Joe, please don't give the leftist Trudeau a pass on his multiple time doing black and brown face. He wouldn't extend the same courtesy to you. Well, you're probably right.
Right, yeah. If he knew Joe were conservative, he'd get a double speeding ticket.
If his conservative opponent had been caught doing that, I'm sure he would be appropriately outraged.
All right. Well, I think he's outraged at his own behavior. That much I've heard in his apology, anyway. But, of course, it's a little late.
Well, he has to be, don't you think? I mean, there's no way he could say, hey, I did it. I'm proud of it.
Well, he could do like you're doing. You know, say, hey, if I want to make fun of other cultures, that's my prerogative.
No, I said he wasn't making fun of them. I didn't think that was his intent.
Right. Well, that may have been we don't know his intent. But the fact is that his it's frowned upon in this society.
And if you saw the picture, you didn't see the picture, did you?
I did. I think I did in passing, but not. I didn't get to study
you know,
it or whatever.
He's
in a crowd with three other people, right?
With women,
lined up.
It's a little sketchy.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from Aladdin lovers who say it's okay. Or if you wish to say that Trudeau is done and you can say goodbye to him, we would love to hear from you. Call us now. We have open phones. We could also talk about another topic
if you
suggest.
Well, we could talk about the governor of Virginia who also did the same thing.
Right. And former Governor North. Oh, no, he's still
the governor,
there. Okay.
Right.
He survived. Okay. For now. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Please call us. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us, as one individual has already done. Please use the Text Connect system to say that Joe is wrong.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions, all clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs, slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We wish to remind you, and this is the perfect time to do so, that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. They got two busy, busy locations. One is 4th Street in Sunbury, where you find all of the Lincolns and the Navigators and all that sort of thing, as well as the Fords and the Honda. That's where they're stored and on display and where many of the pre-owned vehicles are. That's also where the quick lane is and the truck garage and the
tow. Where will I find the Kias?
That would be routes 11 and 15 in Homeless Wharf. Are you moving me along? Are you pushing me?
No, I just wondered when you were going to get to that.
Don't push me. All right. Well, routes 11 and 15 in Homeless Wharf. That's where you can find some fabulous vehicles. They just unloaded an untethered Telluride, which means the first Telluride since they've been out for about 7 months to be unloaded from the truck that isn't yet spoken for. So now that's on the lot and available. You can go see the folks over there at the Kia dealership, and they will take super deluxe, wonderful care of you. They got some very selective pre-owned vehicles as well, and that will give them an opportunity to meet you and talk to you. You can meet them in advance so that they're ready for you at sunburymotors.com. You can pick out the vehicle you want in advance, or you could build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications at sunburymotors.com. So they would just love to have a little chit-chat with you. Let's see. We have open phones. We're talking about blackface. When, if ever, is it appropriate to wear blackface? Why is it so inappropriate, I guess, would be a question we'd ask. Call us right now, 1-800-795-9565. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is currently in hot water because a picture that's about 15 years old popped up of him at a party of primarily teachers where he's wearing, what does he call it, brown face, where right. he's portraying Aladdin. And you're just not allowed to do that today. It is, well, first of all, it shows that he's not familiar with the fact that you're not supposed to do that today. I think that's probably what gets him in the most trouble, not his intent, just the fact that he's ignorant of the law that says you're not supposed to do that.
The law.
Right. The societal, unspoken law.
Societal norm, perhaps, but not a law.
Right.
Here's an interesting fact. The leader of the Green Party in Canada is also jumping on him, saying she was deeply shocked by the racism shown in the photograph. She said he must apologize for the harm done and commit to learning and appreciating the requirement to model social justice leadership at all levels of government. The requirement to model social justice leadership at all levels of government.
Well said. Yeah, super explanation.
What does that mean?
Social justice?
Social justice leadership.
Boy, how do I define that?
Was he socially unjust?
In a manner of speaking, if you it is considered sort of unfair or what's the right word, not as respectful as you could be of all individuals, if you're wearing blackface or brown face, even though your intent is not to do so as a form of mockery, it would be taken as offensive by some individuals. And all of this, really, all of this was ruined by the people back before your day who wore blackface as a form of a derogatory portrayal.
Oh, sure, they did. No argument there.
And that ruined it for good.
We're not going to have a minstrel show anytime soon.
Right, and that ruined it forever. So therefore, even today, and for Justin Trudeau to not know that shows that, of course, he's not informed on what is a societal norm now for the past 40 years or so. But also, it would still be perceived as a form of mockery by some people, and he didn't know that. So the definition of social justice, that's where we were. Social justice is this idea that you're trying to make sure that you're as respectful to other people as you can be, other societies, other races, other religions, and that not only that you feel that way, but that your actions portray that. Even if you don't feel that way, maybe your actions could portray the fact that you're trying to make sure that you honor all individuals and, you don't put anybody down. Like, you don't literally put anybody down. You don't hold anybody in low regard other than maybe some Democrats who have lack of common sense
no,
or something.
No, I don't.
Right. So,
but still, let's say.
Let me finish. Okay. The last sentence is that you also behave that way. Your actions reflect that.
Right. I've never dressed up in blackface. I've never.
Well, you've never
no
dissed
video
or derogatory or mocked anybody in any way, as near as I know.
Well, I don't recall doing it.
Right. And so you exhibit in your leadership social justice. And even if you did have disrespect for somebody, like somebody comes to council meeting in Shamokin Dam one day and is, maybe somebody that is sort of socially kind of doesn't fit in, you don't mock them or disrespect them. They get the same rights as everybody else.
But we're talking about a party, an event.
Right.
Went on
this
to school.
Is not.
It's not just in civil society walking down the street dressed in costume or blackface. If a black person admired, let's say, Abraham Lincoln and wanted to dress up like Abraham Lincoln and put whiteface on, I would not consider that offensive.
But I don't think that's ever been used as a form of mockery or derogatory use, the way blackface was.
Right.
Do you follow me?
I won't argue that.
That's
with you.
Just
you're right.
Dramatic portrayal.
But in today's society, my question would be to you, would that be acceptable for the black person to dress up like Abraham Lincoln and apply makeup to make his face look like he was a Caucasian?
I think so, because that's never been perceived as something that was used to diss anyone. the way blackface has been used to diss people.
But you're saying that their intent's important, but earlier you said to me intent wasn't important.
Well, it is important for the blackface character. Actually, it isn't important. You said intent was important because he had no negative intent. But I don't think intent factors into it.
I mean, if the worst, if my intent was good or not harmful, and somebody said to me, you need to apologize for that, and I said, I'm sorry, I would expect my apology would be accepted.
We have calls. And I've been looking away from the screen, and guess what? It cost me. Stan, you got a minute, and Paul gets a minute.
Okay. As far as blackface, being a white guy, it doesn't offend me because I'm not black, brown, or whatever. They're the ones that either are or aren't offended. But what I find is a hypocrisy on the left when somebody on their side, as you should put it, well, as you can put it, do these kind of things. It just kind of fades and goes away. But if a guy on the right does it, they pound him until he's totally in disgrace or out of office or whatever he's doing. It's just over for him. That's my problem.
Well, fortunately for your example, Governor Northam has been holding his own, and he's going to stick around.
But he is a liberal Democrat.
Exactly.
Well, and Gary Trudeau is going to be around anyway, or Justin Trudeau.
And he's a liberal.
Gary Trudeau's the man from Doonesbury.
Thank
you so much, Stan. I got to get Paul on the
all
air.
All right, thanks.
Call
thank
back.
You. Yeah, and you get more time. Paul, go right ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. I had an incident that it fits right into your program.
Well, you're going to have to do it next hour, I guess. Sorry, buddy.
Call back, Paul, and we'll hear what you have to say.
Even while I was reminding Rob that calls were coming in, I was not looking at the screen to see that some were waiting, so that's bad on
my
part.
You should have been a woman because nobody could get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
Amen. Now that's offensive. You need to apologize for that, Paul. That's a characterization of a woman.
Oh, boy. Now we're in trouble.
Apropos, however.
You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. It's 9:06 on September 19th, 2019. You're right in the middle of WKOK's On the Mark program. Rob Center's our fabulous producer, Mr. Rob Center, that is. And we have Mr. Matt Cotrillo over in the newsroom keeping us up to date on traffic. He says, so far, so good in the valley. We had some rush hour delays earlier, but all clear now. Mr. His Honor, Joe McGranahan is across from me, and I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar performer, and very glad to tell you that On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. You can call our toll-free line right now if you wish, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. In some brief news headlines here, some flood mitigation grants are coming to the valley, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. In Upper Augusta Township, Northumberland County, flood mitigation money will help clean up along Little Shamokin Creek. The grant, $469,000, involves removal of debris from the floodplain, deflectors, and stream bank stabilization. On the second project, Middleburg Borough involves making repairs to the Stumps Run flood protection system. That grant, $348,000 there. This sound, a familiar one in Kramer. That's some of the 200 folks at Woodmode hard at work. Mr. Matt Cotrillo was there and says 200-plus workers are back on the job.
Woodmode Custom Cabinetry's main production restarted about 2 weeks ago. Amber Roush of Mount Pleasant Mills worked at Woodmode for almost 19 years before the massive layoffs in May. She's back at the company working as a floater, performing different tasks in different departments.
We were all a family. I mean, this is a good place for you to start out working. I mean, I was 18 years old whenever I started working here, and now I'm 37 years old, and I enjoy it.
Chad Wolf of Sunbury also had been at Woodmode for about 19 years before May's layoffs. He is also back as a floater, but he says there have been some challenges getting back into production.
Sort of had to get used to getting back in the groove of, okay, now I got to do this, do that, and had to figure out what was done from previous and try and get that finished, and you sort of have to organize, and first week was a little rough.
Middleburg businessman Bill French, who purchased the company and now owns it, says the process has been what he envisioned.
We'll see how the orders go with the dealers, but so far we're hearing good things. One of the things that people don't understand about the Woodmode situation is that it's not only the local people, the employees who are laid off. This has also affected dealers nationwide. So we're reaching out to dealers. Most of them know now that we're back in production. Orders are going well.
French says over 400 dealers are back working with the company after 600 were aboard before last spring's closing. He says over 200 employees have been rehired so far. That's about 30 to 35 employees that were hired per week over the last 3 weeks. In addition to new orders, the company is also trying to repurpose all leftover unfinished orders before its closing. We have a gallery of photos and video from production posted at WKOK.com. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When 96-year-old Clarence Smoyer went to Washington, D.C., he thought he was heading there to the Pentagon to sign copies of a book detailing his exploits as a World War II tank gunner. Instead, he found a full Army color guard in ceremony awarding him a Bronze Star 75 years after the battle that made him a hero. Smoyer of Allentown, P.A., was part of a famous duel in Cologne, Germany. That is where his Pershing tank destroyed a German Panther tank. The battle was captured on film, and Smoyer became known as the hero of Cologne. But he was denied a Bronze Star at the time due to a minor disciplinary issue. The Army ruled last month that Smoyer deserved the medal and helped arrange to Wednesday's surprise at the Washington World War II Memorial. And so congratulations to him. And finally, Senate officials say a Pennsylvania state lawmaker who is facing child pornography possession charges has resigned. We talked about this yesterday. State Senator Mike Fulmer's apparent resignation Wednesday came hours after he was arrested by the state attorney general's office. The Senate president pro tem, Mr. Joe Scarnetti, and the Senate majority leader, Mr. Jake Corman, said in a statement that they received Fulmer's resignation letter after they spoke with him to insist on it. The state attorney general's office charged Fulmer late Tuesday with possession of child pornography and criminal use of a communication facility, both felonies. Investigators allegedly found two images of child pornography on Fulmer's cell phone after they asked him to turn it over to him at his house in Lebanon County. Apparently, Tumblr had dimed him. Authorities say they were acting on a tip from the Tumblr website. The 63-year-old Fulmer and his lawyer haven't returned messages. So more trouble from Tumblr. It's not the first time we've seen people run afoul of the law using that particular website, which I think is perfectly legal, right? It's just a normal site.
I have no idea what it is. I've never used it.
It's a blogging site.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's...
Well, apparently it's used to exchange child
right,
pornography.
I think it's used for pornography. Scratch that. Not all of the time, but at least some of the time.
Okay, well...
That's all I know about it.
Obviously, you can get in trouble there.
Yes, yeah. Exchanging child pornography on Tumblr is a bad idea. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're right in the middle of a discussion, as Joe would call it, political correctness, but social justice or respect is a better term. The Prime Minister of Canada, who's running for re-election, is interested in probably staying in office and people just accepting his apology for appearing in brown face, portraying Aladdin in some sort of a skit or as a costume years ago?
18 years ago.
18 years ago. All right. But, of course, most of society says that's unacceptable these days. You really can't separate it from...
But stop and think for a minute. Did it affect his ability to govern the country.
Not. Probably not. No. Well, in a way it did, because it portrayed the fact that he's ignorant of the fact that you're not supposed
to
portray.
But it didn't come
out.
In other words, it didn't come out until now. Had it never come out.
Right. Well, if he had been a smarter leader about that, he'd probably be a smarter leader about other things, too.
Okay. Well, maybe you've got a point.
I'm bound to hit something around here.
Even a blind pig gets an acorn once in a while.
Hold on, I got a text from the Blind Pig Society saying that's socially inappropriate.
The Sightless Pig Society.
That's not helping, Joe. Okay. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. The Society of Bovine, bovine are cows, right?
That's right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Swine.
Swine. Visually impaired swine. Say, we get plenty of nuts, don't
Even
you
a visually impaired swine gets an acorn in a while.
All right, this show has some impairments, apparently. All right, 1-800-795-9565. If you think he should resign and no longer run for office, you can stick a fork in him. He's done. His ignorance of the fact that societal norms today don't allow you to wear to do that kind of thing. Let us know. 1-800-795-9565. If you like Joe, you think you should be still able to do that form of mockery of the
black. Wasn't it a form of an ex post facto law? In other words, it wasn't a crime when he did it.
It's been a crime for a long time. And not an actual crime, but it's been a societal norm.
Should it be a crime? Should we enact a law requiring people serve some sort of jail time or sentence or pay some substantial fine for dressing up as something they aren't?
Be hard to codify that, I would think.
Why?
Well, that's true. I can verbalize it satisfactorily, so if I can do it, somebody
who's
smart could do
it. It shall be against the law for a white person to apply makeup, tending to transform them into a person of color.
In a manner that is known as blackface.
Well, it could be brownface in this case.
Right.
Or red face if it were a Native American. Yellow face if it were a Chinese.
It's a misdemeanor, huh?
Well, why not make it a felony?
Isn't there anything in between?
No, it's either a misdemeanor, a felony, or it's a summary offense.
Mm.
Summary offense seems
offense?
Too light. Well, capital offense, if you want to kill people because of it, fine.
Execute. here we are in blackface. No, that was fast. Yeah. Justice is swift around here. All right, Paul, thank you for waiting the first time. Thanks for calling back. We have other open lines, 1-800-795-9565. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, Mike, it goes to show you that when you get into the service, you get an education that you don't normally find locally. And I found an individual that gave me some advice, and it holds true today. His name was George Washington, of all things, and he was as dark as the ace of spades. And he told me, he said, you can call me anything you want, make fun of me in any way that you care. He said, but those people that are offended because of what you say, they are ashamed of the color of what they are instead of being proud to be alive. And I said, you know, well, what makes you
truly inspiring
say
words?
That? He said, because it's true. He said, you can call me anything you want. In fact, they used to call us salt and pepper because whenever we got together, we made fun of each other and nothing was taken in an offensive way. And because of this, all the other people said, geez, you know, if we could all get along like that, we wouldn't have any problems. And the guy says, yeah, but it only takes one to create a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
And, oh, yeah, but while I'm on it, the other thing I wanted to tell you is I'm going to destroy some history.
Again.
I am going to take my 15,991 photos and burn the negatives, the prints, and the copies, because the people don't like to go back and be reminded of good times.
Okay.
All right, well, just be careful you don't violate any laws with respect to creating a catastrophe by burning all that stuff.
Yeah, don't burn it in the house. Are you in Point Township or Northumberland proper?
Point Township.
Okay.
Maybe you ought to go to Monroe Township. I think they have open burning.
Well, Point Township allows burning sometimes, although never of celluloid or film products, only paper and cardboard.
Okay.
And that's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Okay. But and not if your burn barrel's too close to the neighboring property. But I don't think you're ever allowed to burn plastics.
Well, plastics is recyclable.
Well, film's not. Film plastic isn't.
Oh, well, film is not really plastic. It's celluloid.
Celluloid, which is a form of plastic.
Well,
well, this is an exciting debate you guys are having.
Yeah, honestly, we got to go. Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate the call. All right, we'll take more comers.
We're talking about whether or not celluloid is plastic or not, folks. Give us a call.
Right, we had a debate on Facebook the other day as to whether wasps were bees or not.
They're wasps.
Right. They are a separate category. Basically, one of our listeners said they're basically stinging ants that fly. They're much more they're closer to ants than they are to bees. Anyway, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take a quickie break, and when we come back, we'll find out if Joe is ready to admit that you should not participate in any forms of mockery, whether it's real or whether it's just calling attention to previous mockery.
Shall be a crime to mock anyone for any reason. And that means Saturday Night Live has to go off the air.
Should it be? Oh, no. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, one more word about Justin Trudeau. One of our listeners sends us a link. Apparently, they've come up with three instances where he wore either blackface or brownface. So we have that. Also, please, Joe, start
at
the bottom.
Trudeau shouldn't resign. Let the voters of Canada make the decision if he is worthy of his office in Canada. If they keep him, it'll say something about the left-leaning voters of Canada.
Right. They're definitely more forgiving than conservatives. 1-800-7... That's not true. Oh, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are enjoying open phones. We can talk about absolutely any topic you wish to. We're going to be talking about, let's see, the CBS is reporting no background check proposal will be put forth by the White House. And there's some kind of a brouhaha brewing.
Oh, yes,
brewing.
A smoldering Washington intelligence mystery.
Oh, okay. So we're going to look
at it. It exploded, according to CNN, late Wednesday night into a full-on confrontation between House Democrats and the White House.
And then exploded.
Right.
All right, so we're going to look at that flaming issue momentarily. We do have a caller on the line. Eric, thank you so much for waiting. You are now on the mark.
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I was just a little concerned with the tone you guys were having when we talked about the state senator who resigned. And I know that it's probably not your intent, but I was frankly offended when you were talking about Tumblr, and I believe the quote I'm going to use was, you said it was probably not a good idea to be sharing child pornography on Tumblr. And I'm sure you gentlemen were not meant that to be a frivolous issue, but I just wanted to call and say, you know, give you a chance to retract that statement to further say it is never, ever allowable or permissible or anyway anything to be, you know, child pornography. And I don't think you meant that. I don't know if other callers took it the same way I did, but the frivolity in which you said that really offended me. I wanted to just call in and say, give you a chance to say, hey, this is an important topic, and that it's never appropriate for child pornography.
Well, of course, it's not appropriate to have anything at all whatsoever to do with child pornography at all whatsoever. But, yeah, I guess, you know, it is certainly true you shouldn't put it on Tumblr. Half of Tumblr's pornography anyway, or certainly a lot of it is. That's what people talk about. I suppose there's other things on it. All right, so what else is on your mind?
Well, so we're talking about Governor Trudeau. I think we're becoming a little too, retrospective. I mean, we've all had things that we did maybe back in the 60s or 70s, which were acceptable then, and to be called to task now, so blackface and now brownface and whatever face, I'm going to agree that let the constituents of Canada decide. But I think that's what's causing some people to consider running for office, because things we may have done in the 70s or whatever, you know, could be out there and say, well, if that's brought up, then, you know. But I think that we have to put the actions and the time it occurred. And what was the intent? If the intent was nothing but, hey, I'm portraying Aladdin and everything, then why not? And I remind everyone that the very first talkie, the very first motion picture with sound was The Jazz Singer, which had Al Jolson in blackface, you know, and that was fine.
When was that?
1929.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so, but...
Jolson made
now,
a career out of
Are we going to now pull Al Jolson's star off the Hollywood Walk of Fame because he did that? I mean, in the perspective of when it was... It was allowable, but now certainly we wouldn't expect people to be doing that. But,
The difference is back then probably white people didn't care what black people thought. You know, to be honest with you,
that was the whole purpose of blackface. It was to show.
I don't think that they did. You know, I don't think they cared whether or not they were offended, and I don't think black people were expected to be offended by it. You know, and it shows how mores have changed and how our attitudes have changed over the years. And now it's completely unacceptable. But I agree, we don't pull up Al Jolson's star off the Walk of Fame for that. He was not a very nice person. Maybe we could pull it up for that.
Mm-hmm. Also, Bing Crosby in the movie, which first did White Christmas, which was, what, Holiday Hotel, Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn,
He performed in blackface there with... a tribute to, I think, President Lincoln for the President Lincoln's holiday, birthday.
That would have been...
And again, I don't think we should be pulling up Bing Crosby's Hall of Fame star for something he portrayed in one of his movies.
Well, we tore down Stephen Foster's statue in Pittsburgh because he had there was a statue included a black man sitting at his feet playing a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
So we tore that statue down for that. We're tearing down a lot of other statues. You know, the point is that our history is what it is. Flaws and all, it's still our history. And if we try to deny it, all we're doing is just sugarcoating the past.
And I think that's a perfectly okay rationalization to keep racist depictions alive today. If, and only if, we were finished with racism, if there weren't still institutional racism, if there weren't still many, many individuals who are biased or prejudiced against people of color and so on. But we know that's not true. We're not over it. You may be, and so you look at this and say, well, what's wrong with a portrayal that shows a black man who's probably a slave and playing a banjo next to Stephen Foster?
Right.
But... much of our world, racism is still a daily occurrence. It's something
that
continues to hold them.
How does that stop it? How does that impact it in any way?
Well, I think if you think art is important and depictions of past are important, try to come up with something that's a little more realistic and or shows something a little more positive or something that sort of contributes to the solution rather than just hearkening back to the problem.
But art has always offended people. A few years ago, someone put a crucifix in a glass of urine. Mm-hmm. And I won't even use the word that they called it, but mm-hmm. the second word was Christ, and the first word was a bad reference
anyway, moving on.
Urine. So, I mean, that's what art is. I didn't like that. That offended me. It offended me terribly. But I didn't want to go out and ban it.
Right. Well, I don't think there's anything offensive with someone doing that kind of art, but to choose it as this is the best piece of art that we can find at this particular intersection, I don't think you can argue that. Eric, okay. We'll give you the last word. Please go right ahead.
Forgive us, Eric. You started a fight here.
I just think we have to keep everything in a historical perspective, but my encouragement would be for everyone to study history. I mean, I think... that one of the biggest concerns I have with a minor education is we're not studying history enough.
I agree with
you
completely.
And of course, those who do not study history are doomed to repeat the mistakes of history.
George Santayana.
I would encourage our listeners, hey, study up on this and then form your own opinion.
All right.
Study up on this.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Sound
agree with
advice.
You more, Eric.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Eric.
You.
Thanks for calling
all
in.
Right,
Oop, I think I cut off his goodbye. Well, sorry about that. 1-800-795-9565. One listener says, why should Trudeau be forgiven? He has disgraced himself and his office. But as I've said, the left will give him a pass because that's the way they are. They're hypocrites. Are there any Republicans who are hypocrites?
A couple, but not many.
Not many. Hey, let's ask Senator Fulmer. Oh, but former Senator Fulmer, if there's any hypocrites in the GOP.
One of our other emailers says, get over yourself, so sick of people being offended by everything people say. They did not mean it in jest. It's a serious issue. The majority of us are offended by people that are always offended. What has happened to the world? So a majority of us are offended by people that are always offended. What has happened to the world?
Well, if you feel as though you're being put down by people who are offended by that, I guess that's... You're welcome to voice that opinion. It's a no. A lot of people feel that way, though, that they say, you know, all this idea of trying to be respectful with everything we do is pointless.
Okay.
One more.
And one.
Whoa!
Says,
don't, Al. You're on the mark.
Racist. Good morning. And I think racist is a two-way street. And you know, if there's any black listeners out there, maybe they would like to be honest and say that they like to make fun of the white people. You know what I mean? I think it's just a two-way street, and it's human nature. It all depends how you take it. And if you're comfortable with yourself, it's really not going to bother you. And I got two fishing instances and a boot camp incident. In boot camp, we used to have work parties, and we'd get one black guy on the work party with us. There was no real problem. Till one day, I was on a work party with six black guys, and they set me up to getting problems with the officer on duty that day.
So that's what blacks do? In other words, that's what all blacks do? They get whites in trouble if they have the chance?
I'm not saying all. I'm just saying it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. And you can take it kidding around, too, and I'll tell you the fishing story. I was on the pier fishing, and there's a lot of fathers and sons.
Why don't we scratch this? These are kind of incidental stories that I just don't think they're really contributing to our conversation. I think what we're talking about, you say it's a two-way street, so we'll look at that. You know, is there...
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It's a two-way street.
Right. Is there racism against whites? Do you have the same standing? So you can say, okay, well, I, as a white...
Yeah, look what's in the news today.
Justin Trudeau?
No, the people... that are getting beat for their cell phones and stuff, and it's all black guys beating up a couple white guys and jumping all over them.
Well, our society has some big issues in terms of crimes and disparities.
Well,
and
why wouldn't that be racism if it's all black guys on a white guy? Why wouldn't that be racism?
Why wouldn't it be a hate
racism?
Crime? Wouldn't it be a hate crime?
Is it motivated by race?
If it is, it's a hate
crime.
Well,
right? They're saying it's a robbery. So they're not going to call it a hate crime.
Okay.
They're just saying it's a robbery. If you want to rob somebody, you don't need to have five guys beat him up and jump on him and everything else.
Al, we have a long way to go, but I think if you can claim that racism is a two-way street and that your type, white, has been enslaved.
I was going to give you an example of that, but you didn't let me. Yeah. I mean, they set me up in boot camp.
I just think
that black guy set a white guy up in boot camp.
And they did it because
you were
white.
So it's not valuable.
Right, and they did it because you're white, right?
Yes, they did.
That's the point. Okay, so that's the end of the story. So we'll leave it at that then. We'll stipulate that what you say is true, that they did that. But honest to Pete, if you can say you have the same standing as a black person, that you were enslaved for 300 years and oppressed for another 100, and that there's still racism that holds you down as a white man, then you can say racism is a two-way street. And if you found somebody who's black who did something that's racist, that's certainly not right, but that doesn't give you equal standing as a black to say that I am part of a class of people in the U.S. who,
well, I understand
for many
that
of whom
too,
are still
but there's
struggling.
Also the fact that we had a civil war, and it kind of atoned for a lot of this, and we should be over it. And I was hoping we were over it when Obama got elected. I thought that was a wonderful day.
It was a step
and
forward.
And here we are.
Right, it was a step forward, but we've had two steps back with our current president.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's another topic.
He didn't do anything to help the situation.
Exactly. Well said. All right, thank you so much, Al.
So it's okay for Al when he agrees with you, but when he doesn't agree with you, you don't want to let him tell his story.
That's
do
right.
Do you want him to tell his story?
I don't know. I don't know what the story is, whether I want to hear it or not.
It's another incidental example of blacks doing something negative towards whites.
One of our writers says, remember the Jeffersons calling white people hunky.
Okay.
That was on TV. And look at Archie Bunker. Do you think that All in the Family would fly today? With people as offended as they are?
I think there's a lot of popular media that wouldn't work today. You know, the Jeffersons wouldn't really work.
All in the Family wouldn't work.
No.
That's because we become so sensitive to everything.
What was the movie where a student went to school to a high school student went to school in blackface so that he could claim he was a minority.
Black like me?
Something. Well, no, not that serious. This is a lighthearted high school type romp. But that would never work today. Because...
But why?
Well, I think because we realize that it isn't a... to go back to what I said, if racism were done and we were done with it and everybody had equal standing, I think then we could sort of go back and make fun of it. But we're making fun of it before we fixed it, and that's not right. It's like making... like, you know how after... You can always maybe joke about bad things that happened in your life afterward, you know, like you say, well, someday we'll laugh about this. You know, like if you have a fire and your shed burns down, and you say, well, someday we'll laugh about this, you know. So I think that's okay when it's over. But you don't laugh at the shed being on fire while volunteers are still on the front lines trying to make sure that it doesn't spread to the neighbor's house. You get what I mean?
No, I'm afraid your analogy is lost to me because it has nothing to do with race.
Right. Well, I think because we don't make fun of racism while it's still happening.
Well, then we're never going to make fun of it again because it's always going to happen. There are always going to be some people who are racist.
Well, we have a long way to go.
There are always going to be some people who want to blame some other group, some minority group, for the ills that have befallen them rather than taking responsibility for themselves.
Go ahead.
There are always going to be those things.
So we'll never be fixed.
Well, let me put it to you this way. We can't ignore it. But we can laugh, you know, from time to time. We can find something amusing without being considered to be offensive or racist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we can tolerate somebody 20 years ago dressing up in blackface at a time when it was less odious than it is
less
today.
Less inappropriate than it is today.
So, I mean, we can still survive as
odious?
A people. Odious, yes. That's
a good word.
Look that up.
I have to look that up. Well, I'll be looking this up while we take a break. Call us now if you think it is okay under some circumstances to make fun of...
That's not the argument I'm making.
No, this is my supposition. If it's okay for you to make fun of some racist sometimes, or if racism is a two-way street, as Al said, and that's sometimes other minorities are racist against blacks or other minorities. Is that okay then, since we haven't solved that issue either?
Well, let's concede the fact that racism is wrong, whether it's black to white or white to black.
All right. Noted.
But let's also concede the fact that we're never likely to completely eradicate it. But does that mean every action we ever take should be predicated upon the fact that we want to try?
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565 if you wish to weigh in our conversation. Will we ever be able to make fun of other races? I don't think so. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Mark and I were just discussing wine, beer, and axe throwing. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, the axe throwing is in a sort of a cage type thing, so it should be okay.
Well, let's hope so. Okay.
All right. Well, we have a call coming in. Another one being screened right now. We have been talking about racism and the fact that we have a long way to go till it's okay for us to put racism back in humor.
I don't think we do. I think it should be there today,
okay.
And I think we should, because it holds a mirror up to society. I mean, it's like telling a comedian you can't tell a joke that involves race, or you can't, you know.
Like that Saturday Night Live comedian.
Right. He made jokes
about
Chinese people and gay people, and so he gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that tell us?
That we are slowly becoming more respectful and honorable as a society.
No, it tells me that we're becoming less and less tolerant of anyone who doesn't agree with us. Anyway, one of our writers says, if you are watching the Ken Burns series on PBS on country music, you saw that virtually all of the hillbillies, as they were called, then wore blackface for some of their performances. It wasn't considered derogatory. There were black musicians in some of the groups. Mr. Trudeau was portraying a fictional Arabic character. Arabic character who is usually depicted as a tan-skinned young man. Was that being derogatory? I submit it wasn't, because his intent wasn't to defame anybody or to hold them up to ridicule.
Well, the pictures barely show that it might be brown skin. The black and white pictures make it look like blackface. But he's said that it was inappropriate. We do not have to make a determination of the inappropriateness of it. He has admitted or decided and apologized because it was derogatory in his view. So in his particular case, I understand the question. question. And the question is, I don't know in terms of, you know, is it necessarily always derogatory to portray somebody of Arabic by painting your skin color, particularly if it's a dramatic portrayal as part of a play or something? I don't know that answer, but I can tell you that he's apologized because it was inappropriate in his view.
He's apologized because he's a politician trying to get reelected.
There is that.
And society has said to him, you did wrong.
All right. Well, we lit him up. We knew this
Some
was going to happen.
Some areas of society have told him.
When is it okay to be racist? Dan, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you know, more than 99% of me could be any race, as you call it. I could be black, red, yellow, because my DNA, everything about me is the same as any other group. And just because the pigment in my skin is lighter than other people's doesn't make me a bit different. The idea of race is not in Scripture. It came from Charles Darwin. We can thank him a lot for the racism he showed in his books.
He's responsible for racism, he is?
He's the one that said there was differences between the groups before science came along and said no. The only difference is the pigment that rises to my top of my skin layer is what makes me different. I'm no different than a black man, a yellow man. I can give them blood, I can give them organ, transplant, whatever matches, I can give them if the DNA is close enough. But we're all the same. So Charles Darwin made it that blacks were less on the evolutionary scale. Evolutionary, the big myth, created racism. The Holy Scriptures teach we're all one people. So we can thank Darwinism for creating racism. It shouldn't even be.
I hate to tell you, but racism existed long before Charles Darwin came on the scene.
There was no such thing as race.
Oh, yes, there was. There absolutely was racism.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there
You're
was.
Wrong. You, okay. Come on, Joe.
Yeah, come on. Admit.
Racism.
There was no
was
race
Charles,
mentioned no. in Scripture. There were different tribes, different groups, but we're all one race, Joe. Come on.
Dan, you can't realize what you're saying. There has been racism since the dawn of man. There has been racism since the dawn of man. Charles Darwin is not responsible for racism.
Well, he didn't help it any, and there was no race before Charles Darwin. We didn't know about race. We had ethnic groups. We had groups that settled in different parts of the world. And we had people that settled in Africa. Their characteristics, because they were interbred, formed a certain pigment. Us whites, we went to Northern Europe and Eastern Europe, and we were more, our pigment was more white. And that's why there's different colors. It's breeding within the same group. Interbreeding, it's not race. And if we get it, once America turns the way we've been going, we'll be more brown than white or pure black, or that will become more this homogeneous again.
All right, we got you. We got another caller. Thank you, Dan.
You guys have a good one. Good show.
Thank you.
I'll concede that by today's standards, Darwin's ideas on race were not acceptable. But on the other hand, he wasn't the creator of racism.
All right. Let's see. That takes us to Dale. Go right ahead, sir. You're on the mark.
I just said, you know, if I'm Michael Strahan and Robin Roberts, and, you know, that segment where George Stephanopoulos came out and claim ownership of what all black people think, I would look over at George and say, who wrote that segment? You know, that's pretty... Basically, they're claiming ownership of the black voice. and I think they are a lot more intelligent than that. And I believe they're being handsomely for that, but they got to keep their tongue to themselves. But I think time and time again, there's a lot more bigger stories, a lot more important things than someone dressing up like Aladdin. I'm sorry. I mean, if you can't see it, you're delusional. And it's been happening for years. They claim ownership. And, you know, it's a shame that you can't have a counter response against that because, you know, it's just pathetic. It's I mean, who allows them, you know, to take the voice of the black, of the colored people? I don't understand how that is being allowed to happen. It's constantly being done like that.
See, today,
I don't
now
see,
that's
I mean, if they own their own network and they can respond, I can see.
That's considered racist, Dale, to refer to them as colored people today. It used to be acceptable. Now it's not. That's how the mores have changed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I just believe that Prime Minister apologized to the extreme media. I don't think he apologized to any colored people because the voice is so powerful. These guys have been on it for an hour. So I really think that, you know, common sense and standing back and listening instead of hearing what they have to say.
All
because
right.
If you listen properly, that's they're claiming ownership of the black voice, and they always have, and they never let it go. It's a shame. It's pathetic.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Dale. Thanks for calling in.
I'm not certain I got him, dude.
Well, it's too late now.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs, slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Joe, say what you just said again.
About?
Time, calls, emails.
Oh, all right. We have 5 minutes left, three emails,
right,
or two
never,
emails
never
and three
mind.
Calls. What did I say? I forgot.
All right.
Shall I read one of these emails?
Yeah, the lower one.
Okay. My son played high school basketball a couple of years ago against a team that was predominantly black. Our school is mostly white kids, and during the game, some of the other team members were calling our kids crackers. Nobody was really offended by it. Actually, our kids thought it was funny. Just imagine what would have happened if it was mostly white teams saying stuff about the other team, about the color of their skin. People are so offended today because they're told they need to be offended. Good point.
All right. 1-800-795. Oh, we're not going to have time for more callers. I'll stop giving out the number. Bob, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I need to change the subject matter. I called the other day and said that there was price gouging on Duke Street in Northumberland. I was on Duke Street in Northumberland yesterday. Ironically, the gas prices dropped 24 cents at one station and 20 at the other. Back to within a reasonably normal price for the raise, which other stations are going up 5 or 6 cents.
They went
Mark,
down.
Mark, you said it was probably fair because they knew the prices were going to go up. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a business and you got an indication that your next merchandise were going to cost more and raise it today and then made the money that you can in between, because all these gas stations have thousands of gallons of tanks under their thing. And one other thing, you know, we're soon going to be offended when babies are born nude. That's the end of my conversation.
Thank you.
As one of our other emailers says, I find it strange that you, Mark, would want to discuss racism, which in my book is disrespectful for another person or persons. The reason I find it strange is because of the total disrespect you seem to show constantly toward our president. At every corner of conversation, you feel the need to inject some negative comment toward Donald Trump. What's the difference, may I ask? Racism, or as you say, making fun of another race, which is in the total definition, is absolutely disrespectful for another person. However, as I said before, you do do it every single chance you get by digging the president. I think it's appropriate to say, practice what you preach.
All right. Well, he's a public person, so he...
So is Prime Minister Trudeau.
He volunteered to be held up to criticism because that's the American way, that if you have an elected individual...
Can you imagine what would happen if there was a picture surface of Donald Trump in blackface?
Oh, well, he'd be in hot water. But fortunately, he probably never did that, so that works out. Anyway, the president is a public person.
So that makes him not a racist and Trudeau a racist.
I am respectful of the presidency and the office of the president. Just the man who occupies it now is so disrespectful to other people. He does not command respect. I hope that answers that question. And, of course, racism is bad in every form. No argument there. She was 100% right, as always. Who called first?
Al
is next.
He gets
right?
a minute.
Right. Go ahead, sir. You're on
hey,
the mic.
The kind of thing was the salt and pepper story. That's where I was going, because they were comfortable with who they were. And there's one big blue planet in this solar system. I don't know how big it is for the rest. I should just say one blue planet in this solar system, and there's only one one race on it. Mm-hmm. It's the human race.
Gotcha.
It's the human race. There's only one race.
Well, there
and
was...
salt and pepper, that story, they were both comfortable with who they are. They're people of the human race. I look beyond color now. I mean, I seriously do. Color really doesn't matter. I just wish it would all go away. And the one story about the fishing was perfect, because some blackbirds stole this black guy's bait, and there was white birds flying around. And when I walked by, I said, hey, if they were the white birds, your bait would still be here. And we laughed, and we carried on. We had a great time the whole day, because he was comfortable with it, and I was comfortable with it. And everybody knows the innuendos and everything else. Right. That's why, you know, it just works out.
All right. Thank
and
you so much, Al.
The same thing as the salt and pepper.
All right. Thank you for calling in. I have to stop you there because we have to get Lance on. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Lance.
Why, did you ever stop and think how bad racism would have gotten had the Republican Party not been formed?
That
would be horrible.
Say that again, Lance. I'm sorry.
Oh, if the Republican Party had not been formed, how bad racism would have gotten.
True. Excellent point.
Yes,
yeah.
Very true.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe the people would have formed really a different party. They would have had a different name, but they would have had the same ideal.
And people who rose above their origins, like Lyndon Johnson, who originally was, you know, someone who used race to get elected, but then changed his position and became a hero of the civil rights movement. He got more legislation passed that people didn't think would ever happen.
Trudeau would be better to argue that he's changed now, not just that he's sorry, but that he's a better person.
Well, one of our listeners says, Trump is orange face. Blame it on the light bulb. So,
okay.
Come in tomorrow in orange face.
Have a great weekend. This is WKOK Sunbury.